I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. College professors say that the state's higher education system is not employing enough full-time teachers. And some professors claim that this has caused the full-time faculty to look down on their adjunct colleagues. Faculty at the state's 17 colleges and universities are worried that the Board of Regents' proposed plan to hire more part-time professors is going to harm the quality of education for students.
Certainly, adjunct faculty are vital to the success of all of our institutions.
That's sociology professor Stephen Adair speaking on WNPR's Where We Live.
Yet at the same time, we have become overly dependent upon the number of courses and programs that have been taught by adjuncts.
Adair teaches at Central Connecticut State University. He says the faculty's union has proposed plans to improve the quality of adjuncts, as well as give them better pay. But he says the Board of Regents plan would mean fewer tenure-track professors. He says faculty who have tenure are able to do more in their classroom, like advise and mentor students, develop relationships, and help establish the culture of an academic department. But Kim Dorfman also teaches at CCSU as an adjunct English professor.
The reason that I'm an adjunct, rather than being a professor, a regular professor, is that there are no lines in my field open. And that's why many adjunct faculty are adjuncts rather than full-timers. So it's not because we're inferior or have less experience or less education in any way at all.
The Board of Regents has expressed optimism about working with faculty to repair relationships in light of budget cuts and declining enrollment. Labor negotiations between the faculty and the board remain ongoing. David DeRoche, WNPR News.